And the awareness of subtle changes is what enriches us, and it is in the end what the system deprives us of. And power in the end is sustained by a narrative, and when this narrative is touched, the discomfort becomes intolerance. And to receive subsidies is to become dependent, and certainly not autonomous. Solid is the power structure, and solid ought to be the belief that humans and the environment do better without it. And one soon comes to the realization that rights within a system are needed so as to be able to decry against it and be heard. And there are two options, either the managing of our personal legacy or the compromising of it for the creation of a movement of freedom. And not so much help is needed from authorities, but the guarantee that for the time being they can stay away from local initiatives. And to make a difference, we ought to come up on our own what we stand for and be coherent with it. And how can we be friends if there is no possibility for us to share the love of being together with the whole? And there is the official knowledge requiring much resources, and the unofficial knowledge magically managing to transmit itself and keep up the struggle for freedom. And we work temporarily until power smashes us, but not our spirit that will manage to smuggle. And there are heavy states with their bureaucracies, and there are the light states that are more friendly, but only because they exploit the former states. And in thinking that our fight should be against the colonial powers, we lose the focus that it should be against all forms of power structures. And our only superstition should be that until there is a power structure, evil is gonna grow exponentially. And it would be certainly less energy consuming to do something once and for all, but it is far more rewarding to keep on doing it. And the biggest torture for authorities is to see the shells in which their sadism take place being vandalized. And ultimately learning not to comply with the system, we can comply with our own nature and grow free. And once we set the example with our own human sacrifice, everyone else will progressively follow. And everything keeps on changing, and the problems occur when frameworks want to maintain their power. And inevitably the exponential growth will be followed by an exponential downfall. And it is not that the state divides society for its own sake, but has gone as far as dividing the individual itself. And violence was needed to begin with to teach humans to live in the prison of the state, but once this was taught, only sedatives are now and then required. And people get frustrated as they work for the elite, and the elite uses this frustration to oppress other autonomies and become more elitarian. And if it is not the people making the perfect machine for the authorities at their expenses, it is the authorities making the perfect machines for the people at the expense of the environment. And any rise to power entails a form of sadism that is diametrically opposed to its policy. And the only way to peace is to diffuse altogether any concentration of any form of power. And finance is the scheme by which the miserables are kept miserable and the rich are kept entertained in their hazardous speculations. And since power is in the hands of the elite, the bottom can only benefit very generically, and specific problems can never be solved. And what was the regime of the past may show up again as the liberator from the regime of the present. And social revolution may only be the paving for a larger set of catastrophes ahead. And wealth is kept in a saturated limbo, but only in the open spaces of nature a new society can be designed, which turns us into smugglers. And the state is a machine that ought to be set in motion, and any direction it takes will thus never second nature and always work against it. And the problem is not the state not protecting enough its people, but the state make them completely dependent and thus very vulnerable. And we can be so flexible to get enslaved, yet so flexible to find a way out of the enslavement. And it is not about siding for the feminine sedentarism or the masculine adventurism, but a matter of finding a balance. And aspiring to the regime is pretty much a lack of culture that the very regime perpetrates. And we come to the point that we either return human or dehumanize and fully entrust ourselves to technology. And to be independent, we need our culture, and to make our culture, we need to free ourselves from the regime in order to have time to make it. Windows are open and windows are closed, with the only difference that presently we can still painfully see through them. And rather than allowing the Paleolithic energy to be born again, the Neolithic minded resort to the kings of the Iron Age. And everything was spontaneous, and then every aspect of life got entrenched in compartments for the sake of a central power. And it is in the orgy that we will eventually lose our sense of private property and gain that of communal responsibility. And the rule should be not to try to leave any footprint, but within our own ecology. And there are only two distinct ways, that of evolving ourselves as humans or that of maintaining ourselves as authorities. And the way we relate to our nature ought to be elaborated by us and not imposed by any dogma and enforced through a quasi-mechanical automation. And rather than attempting to reach out and lose much energy, we ought to attempt to reach in and regenerate. And beginning to invade Mother Nature for extraction, humans have begun invading one another for exploitation. And without being naive any further, it is important to acknowledge that what civilization creates, it destroys. It is not about fighting for survive, but about keeping it a fair game. And the key is to acknowledge that communal collaboration is not an extension, but a counterpower to power. And from crisis, something new begins, and therefore it is important to let them take their course without trying to appease them. And only by adhering to our own autonomy, not only we can curb power, but we can grow at least partially free from it. And in the end, we are butterflies only for a very limited time, and during this time we ought to give all we can. And in a clerk society, only those who comply the most get rewarded the most. And there are those using drugs to get high, and those climbing up the mountain to be high. And if tradition rots within the system, is keeping outside that we can keep them alive. And ultimately, the motto for those seeking autonomy should be until it lasts. And having understood our potential, we ought to learn to play it out at all different levels. And ultimately, we deregimentalize from being the soldiers of the state, regimentalizing the way we reconnect to nature. And let it be always a midsummer, not of neurotic clerks, but of spirits freed of any compulsion.